Negotiators from the North Carolina House are now looking over a new budget offer from their counterparts in the Senate. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
This is the seventh time Senate negotiators have asked the House, how about this? The other six have led to some progress, but the state's $21 billion budget remains stalled as each body kept to certain tenets the other saw as unpalatable. So at a joint conference committee meeting yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown said, let's split the difference.
I think on the Senate side, we have been saying for the last week or so that we've been willing to go to the middle.
And that's what this latest proposal does. It calls for a roughly 8% raise for teachers, midway between what the House and Senate have each called for. Prior Senate offers had also drastically cut funding for teaching assistants. It's something the House is against. This new offer calls for a 50% reduction in funding for the position statewide. And the Senate is proposing about half as much in cuts for the state's Department of Health and Human Services and Medicaid, which provides health care to the poor and disabled. The House is now considering this new proposal. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.